Psalm 7. Preface. Let the Christian live ever so peaceably, let him be ever so diligent to avoid giving occasion for offense to others, or to awaken enmity, yet he cannot always remain altogether without adversaries. Slanderers and defamers will rise up against him, and will attempt to lay his honor in the dust. When he is so defamed without a cause, the Christian must, by no means, cast away his trust in God. He must, rather, cry unto the Lord in true faith and Christian patience. Implore the Lord in instant prayer to silence the tongues of malicious enemies, and by the power of his grace to enable you to abide in his fear through evil report and good report. Though slanderers and deceivers prevail for a while, they finally come to grief and will be punished with everlasting destruction. Truly does the poet say, "If thou but suffer God to guide thee, and hope in him through all thy ways, he'll give thee strength whate'er betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. God never forsook in need the soul that trusted him indeed. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought." This is illustrated in the 7th Psalm. Prayer for the Vindication of a Righteous Cause. Shigion of David, which he sang unto the Lord, concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saves the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordains his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travails with iniquity, and has conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and dug it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Summary. In this psalm, David makes great complaint of the deceit and malice of the wicked, and of those who have only the form of godliness, because they are quick to defame the true children of God and to accuse them wrongfully. When David was fleeing before Absalom, then Shimei, the Benjamite, publicly railed at him, calling him a bloody man, and accusing him of taking the kingdom from the house of Saul by violence and wickedness. In like manner did the Jews, with hearts full of malice, falsely accuse Jesus before Pilate. And at all times, the true Christians, who adhere closely to the words of the Scripture, and show their faith by their works, are hated and evil spoken of by the world, the hypocrites, and the false Christians. But David appeals to his innocence, insisting that he gave no cause for enmity. And in beautiful and comforting words, he declares that his prayer was heard and he was delivered. But the slanderers and the spiteful fall into the pit which they have digged for others. Prayer. Lord our God, who art a lover of the truth, succor those who for thy name's sake are belied and slandered innocently. Strengthen, comfort, and preserve those who suffer wrongfully, and break and hinder the craftiness of evil men who would suppress thy truth and destroy thy kingdom. Amen.